AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Testimony is wrapped up in the federal trial of Hunter Biden. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Jurors in Delaware have started deliberating whether the president's son is guilty of charges over a revolver he bought 6 years ago when prosecutors say he was addicted to crack. They claim he lied on a federal form that he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. In closing arguments, a prosecutor told jurors to focus on the overwhelming evidence against Hunter Biden and disregard the gallery, which included First Lady Jill Biden. Hunter Biden's lawyers have tried to show he did not consider himself an addict when he filled out the form. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Security Council approved its first resolution endorsing a ceasefire plan between Hamas and Israel. Barbara Woodward is the UK ambassador.
The situation in Gaza is catastrophic, and the suffering has gone on for far too long.
The resolution urges Hamas and Israel to fully implement the ceasefire terms without delay and without condition. A massive fire broke out this morning at a four-story apartment complex in Miami. This man, Joel, and his family got out. His goal?
Trying to get out.
Yeah.
Because the whole time, you know, during the middle of the fire, I heard like a small bang, and I'm assuming that, you know, one of the structures just came down. So I just got desperate and screamed like, hey, we're still up here. Come on.
Arriving first responders in Miami also found a man with gunshot wounds at the scene. He was taken to a hospital. He's in critical condition. Police in Miami say the shooting is part of an active investigation. A closely watched Alzheimer's drug from Eli Lilly, donanemab, won the backing of federal health advisors, setting the stage for the treatment's expected approval. The Dow finished up 69 points. This is AP News. A software malfunction is causing a Chrysler recall.
Chrysler is recalling more than 211,000 SUVs and pickup trucks in the U.S. The recall covers certain model year 2022 Dodge Durango, Ram 2500, and Ram 3500 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says they may experience a malfunction in their anti-lock braking control module. That could result in a failure in stability control and increase the risk of a crash. Chrysler is unaware of any related injuries or accidents. Dealers will update the anti-lock braking control module software for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
His office is Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman was treated at a hospital for a bruised shoulder after a car accident over the weekend. He was later released from the hospital. It happened on an interstate in Maryland. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.